Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
Victims of torture are haunted by depression, anxiety, and thoughts of suicide. Since 1985, Minnesota's St. Paul-based Center for Victims of Torture have been working to heal those wounds. It's the first torture treatment center in the United States and only the third in the world. As Pete Droz, Director for External Relations at Center for Victims of Torture, said, it all began with a conversation between Minnesota Governor Rudy Perpich and his son Rudy Jr., who was active in Amnesty International.
Came home one holiday season and said, so Dad, you know, you're governor of the state, what are you going to do about human rights?
Governor Perpich quickly assembled a task force that brought together leaders from the business community, healthcare, human rights, and faith communities that made an ambitious recommendation to treat victims of torture not just on a physical level, but spiritually and emotionally. Like Amina, a young woman from Bosnia who spoke about her experience to Senator Rod Grams.
And she looked him in the eye and didn't hesitate and said, they dug me up from my grave.
The center has since helped nearly 30,000 people who emigrated to Minnesota from war-torn countries rebuild their lives.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.